Today is April the 2nd, and this is Mad Issues Podcast, and this is just a lit group of friends with some mad issues. So today I'm your host. I'm just Urva is not here. Urva is not hosting this one because she was just being a little bitch. I just fired her. So today we have Pratham and we have Shark.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, they're dry as fuck, so
that's why Urva is fun.
Urva is not fun, okay? I am more fun than her. So
it's a boys' night out, bro.
Don't mention your fucking girl, okay? Even though me and Pratham not have a girl, but still you can't mention your girl.
Okay.
You're fucking making us jealous, isn't it? So you guys know how me and Pratham met, so today we're gonna tell how Shark and me met and how we had this fucking outrageous beef in the beginning and now how we are good friends now. So so Shark's girlfriend Urva, she was like my friend like before she met Shark, okay? And we've been talking so much, you know, on Instagram and such, and then she met you, Shark, and she did tell me about you. She did. She legit told me like like she met someone and she's been talking to you and all, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool, go on. You know why I used to talk to Urva, like in the gym, like when I used to go workout, I'm sending Urva like random gym chicks pic. I'm like, Urva, I'm gonna go talk to that girl. Urva, tell me some pickup line. Urva, tell me this.
I think I was at that time too. There was this girl you wanted to talk to.
No. There was
that time?
What?
Shark.
Like I know Urva since like May last year. May.
Yeah, I know her since March.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I have known her for like almost a year now.
Yeah, I know.
So you only know her like 2 more months than me.
In those 2 months we just talked a lot, and you know, it's there's something I don't know, but there is something like in between me and her, we just connect different level, you know. I mean, not in that way, but in a friendly way, you know.
Yeah, because it's like you guys have like the same culture. Both are Punjabi. That's why.
Yeah.
There is that, but still, I think Urva and I, we have
both of you are weird.
Yeah, me and her both weird as fuck. So I think we have that in common, and I think Urva is just like me. You know, if I was a female, I would be Urva, just unorganized.
What the fuck?
Just unorganized.
Don't say that. My dick just fell off. My dick just fell off. can we not, please?
Sure. And then okay, I didn't know Urva had friends. Like, I knew about you. Like, you, she has you. Like, you talk. She's talking to someone. I knew that. Okay. So I know about Relin. I know about Nina. I know about Paris. Fucking hell, this podcast is ruined. Paris, if you're listening to this, fuck off, motherfucker. Okay, let's continue. So then she introduced me to Relin and Nina, and she made a group. In that group, all of us were there, right? Pratham, you, me, all of us on Instagram, right? That's when we first talked.
Yeah.
You remember what you first said to me? I said something like, if I get married, I'll invite you guys. You remember that? Then you said, by your personality, you're gonna get married. You gave me a fucking compliment the first time we talked. Remember? So
I remember like the first time. It's like, okay, the thing was like, whoever, like, so I don't want to like go deep into this, but it's like Urva had like some weird ass friends. I don't know if I would call them friends, but she had like these people, weird ass people who she would play PUBG with. And legit, every guy, like it was always guys, like legit, it was always guys. And whenever we would play with them, like, I don't know what's like, I think they were like after her or something. And whenever I would play with them, they would like mad, like, you know, like shit talk me, and they would just say like, I don't want to play with them, and they would get annoyed because I played very bad. And I remember there was this one game, she invited you and we played a game with you, and like you were like legit the only person who was like, you know, nice to me. And I was like, wow, look at this. And I was telling Urva, see, I was telling Urva like how when I was back in Delhi also, like I remember like how I had like these sick friends who were like very nice. So how good sick people compared to like all the other Indians. Anyway, don't want to go deep into that, but like
yeah,
that's my first impression on you.
Let's get in the juicy stuff. How the fuck we starting beefing if we were so good friends? How did we starting beefing, Shriyog? I wanna listen to your point of view.
I don't know. It's like you
would. What did you think? What do you had on your mind?
It's like at that time, what would happen is like you would shit talk me and call me like gay and stuff, and I got angry and I said shit back to you, and then it hurt you because like I said something about this girl. I don't know. We didn't know anything about that, and then like I didn't know it was gonna take you were gonna take it that deep, and you did, and then we just started beefing.
Okay. The one thing. Okay. See.
I think that was the time when beef started.
Yeah, that was the first time when beef started. You know, yeah, Urva's birthday. That was the day when beef started.
Oh, that was second. That was second. That was the second time when beef started. Okay, it was carried on from the first beef. The first beef was of that girl that you had, like your ex or whatever, whoever she was, Holly or Holland, whatever. But yeah. That was the first beef, and then second beef happened on birthday. Like, it's like you might shit talk to me.
No,
like
Chuck,
I didn't
Chuck,
have any.
Chuck.
Like
Chuck, the second beef. No, the first beef and the second beef. You're saying that was the first beef, and it happened on birthday. Who was birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first beef, not the second one.
No, that was the second.
No.
Wait, when did you stop talking to Holly? Like after Urva's birthday, I had already met her. And I remember
before Urva's birthday, I've been like before like two, three weeks before Urva's
birthday. That's when it happened. That's what I'm saying. That's what it happened. Because I remember when that shit happened on Urva's birthday, I already had like anger from the previous one. That's why.
Yeah.
Anyways, we don't want to like get deep into that and ramble, but
it's okay.
On Urva's birthday, what happened was like so like you had like a special segment, and I like I didn't mind and stuff, okay? Like I didn't care. Like I felt like, you know, like I'm her boy. Like hear me, I felt like I was her boyfriend, okay? And like I deserved like a special segment and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Like, yeah. I had actually sent, like, Rylan, like, a bigger video, but she said, like, it's too long and boring. So, like, she made me, like, send a small video. Anyway, like, I didn't mind that, like, I was okay with that. But then you started, like, rubbing it on me, like, you know, like, trying to, like, be like, oh, look at this shark segment was so fucking gay. And that was shitty from you.
That triggered.
I was like, bro.
That was the dirtiest thing I could ever do. Okay. Listen. My point of that video. Okay. Nina texted me one day. Okay. This was the time when Nina and me started talking because of Urva's birthday. So Nina texted me. They were doing a video and all for Urva's birthday. I'm like, okay, I'll be in it. I'll do a video. So when I made a video, I told her put my video in the last. Okay. Because Urva wouldn't expect my video or Pratham's video. Okay. But that's what I told her, okay? And the thing she did was, like, get your Capricorn ass ready, this gonna bring tears. That wasn't my idea, okay, Shark? I'm just gonna make it clear. That wasn't my idea. She just hyped it even more. That wasn't my idea, okay? I'm just gonna make it clear.
I had no issue with that. Like that didn't, like... Yeah, it was like I was like kind of sad about it, but like what triggered me was like, you know, when you started like mad shit talking in the group chat, and I was like, bruh. And then you were like, he's gay, he probably sucking off Paul and shit, and like I was like, bro.
Oh my god, sorry.
I thought like it's like at that time I felt like I thought like he was like different, but he's like just the same. But it's okay after that
after that shit like. Go silent, and then some other beef happened, right?
I don't remember what
no,
it was.
Then you talked shit about my religion. Something like that.
Yeah.
On WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And that
because I had no idea. I had no idea it was religion related. And you mad assumed that I thought like this, like I had a complete idea of that.
Yeah.
Like this is the story that I've heard like about that thing.
Yeah, I know.
What I've heard is like it's like at 12, like it's like very sunny and like there was this one guy who just like lost his shit and like mad did stupid stuff. That's what I've heard. That's the story I've heard. I had no idea it had like religious. After you send me that video, that's after that I
did. You've been living around some fucking idiot people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the story. Okay, then you said shit about my religion, and that made me fucking super annoyed. And I said what I said.
But just like at that time, like what angered me was like you would tell everyone to like you know shit talk you and say bad stuff about you, and you would like mad take it. And like just 1 second, like when I would like say anything to you, because like I remember this one day I just called you pussy. And I was like, you know, like I was like, this guy is like tells everyone, you guys can shit talk me all you want. I don't get like triggered. But I was like, bro, I just called you pussy and you got triggered. Like, and then I was like, you know what? I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything to this nigga from now on because I think he hates me or something, or he has some issues with me. So I was like, I'm just gonna like shut up or something.
Okay, Shark, listen. You know why we had beef before? All we ever did was text. All right. You can't solve mm-hmm. anything. You can't make anything out of text. You gotta talk with person. You gotta, you know, be face to face with them. And you know why we don't have beef now? Why we good friends now? Because we talk on daily basis. And now you know what kind of a person I am. Now I know what kind of person are you. Now you say me stuff too, right? Now I don't get triggered, and you don't get mm-hmm. triggered too, because now we talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that made our beef go right. This was the main thing.
Like I've always heard this, like whenever great friendships start, they always start with a fight.
Yeah. I mean, me and Pratham also beefed in the beginning.
like in the beginning of our friendship. I don't remember.
Yeah, because you're too fucking dumb. You're too fucking dumb for that. So that's all.
Bro.
I don't remember like that stuff.
Bro. And then you just
only remembers the good memories.
Yeah, bro. Listen.
Yeah.
And then you just go on with
you
your with your little sister. Bro, not bro.
Bray.
And then you with your little sister Jahan, and then you were shit talking me in Kashmiri. I was like, what the fuck these guys talking about?
Yeah, because you started shit talking in Punjabi, and that's why I started that.
Oh my god. But yeah, now then we all started talking, right? And so you started playing PUBG. That was the turning point of our relationship, because PUBG is the only time we talk.
I started playing PUBG on computer. Is that that's when it happened?
That's when it happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have this pressure.
But I don't know. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about deleting PUBG because, like, I don't know. It's like because of me, you guys can only fucking play
one map,
Livik, and that gets boring. And I don't know. Like, Nina made me fucking change my server to Korea, Japan. So like. My stats and everything got fucked, so I'm like bronze now, and I don't get games. Like last night, I was trying to play, and I didn't get any game for 30 minutes. So basically, I cannot play alone, and ever. And if I have to play, I have to play with you guys, and that's like kind of boring because you guys then don't get to play much maps. That's why.
No.
I'm
bro,
thinking about deleting.
You're not the problem. Okay, no, don't leave. Okay. Okay, just buy yourself a phone, or just let me buy you a phone.
It's not even that. Like, even if I have like a good phone, okay, and even if the game runs on that perfectly fine, like I don't feel comfortable playing on a phone. It's just not. It's just like if I tell you to like download PUBG on computer and play with me, like you have never. Like, I don't know if you're used to computer gaming or not, but if you're not, then you would like not feel comfortable playing.
Yeah,
it's something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, that was the point when our beef was smashed, and now we're just good friends. Now we talk on daily basis. Now it's nothing, you know.
Very good friends.
You share things with me. I share things with you. It's all good now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I reckon
let's move on to next topic.
Yeah, I reckon we should move on to next topic. I mean, Okay, wait. You said you lost your respect for Punjab and you don't like Punjabis now, right? Once you said
yeah, because no, yeah, you know why I said that? Because I don't know. You said something, and I said like, we in Kashmir don't do this, and you said we in Punjab like
yeah.
I mean something bund like your bund or something. Yeah, you said something like we will eat your bund or bund cheer thing or something, and I was like, okay, that make me lose the respect for Punjab, because like when you're saying stuff like that at that time, it's like, you know, you're representing your fucking state and you should like not do that stuff, and that was uncool of you to say that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna add one little thing before we end this segment. Who gives a fuck what you say? The Punjabis are back. We have taken over 60% of Canada, so fuck it.
Oh, dude, Canada is like full of Punjabis.
I know. So yeah, let's move on to the next segment. Cool. And I would really appreciate if Pratham over there should speak more.
What the fuck do
yeah,
you
this this say? Segment was Shark and Jessa beef depth, so like,
I mean,
really
you
didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on to the next segment. I mean, did you guys heard?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys heard the last podcast, the girls one, both of you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was a fucking talk. Yeah, it was. Tell you that.
You listen all of it, Pratham?
Like not a.
What the fuck? I you did, both yeah. listen all of it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, stop, will ya?
I did.
You didn't?
No, I just 5 minutes in, I'm out.
It was good.
I was that.
It had some information that we lacked, I feel like. And I feel like after that, like, we can, like, you know what the girls like and not like, kinda.
No.
Like, they were doing this. What is it called? I don't know. Like,
astrology.
Like, I don't know. Red flag.
Yeah, astrology shit. Astrology.
Yeah, red flag.
Okay, listen.
Oh my god, astrology.
Okay,
let's not even
go there. Let's fucking roast it. Okay,
yeah.
me personally,
I don't
fucking 1% in astrology. What about you?
No,
sure,
really.
You believe it.
Like, okay,
believe.
Okay, hear me. I like in the...
Oh,
no, listen. I don't believe in it at all. Here's what I feel like all the shebang is about.
Okay.
They all, like, whenever they do the astrology shit, they all, like, take out the stuff that's, like, general for the human beings. Like, they would be like, in this world, mm-hmm. like, if you ask someone, are you happy? Like, everyone has, like, something sad about their life, right? And they're, like, astrology is gonna say something like that is generalized, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shark. Listen. So
yeah.
They have this...
So it's like, that's why it feels like it's truth, but it's actually not. It's just, like, something they generalize that, like, all of the people know, and then, like,
yeah,
people
so,
like I don't
okay
know,
you know
like
you know, I did some
you think they relate to it about
here's my perspective of like why astrology is like too much for these girls, like
yeah.
I feel like Nina right
yeah.
Nina is the one I think who like fucking put this virus in Orva and Relin for a couple.
It's on her head all over.
Okay, Relin, Nina, like I kind of understand it because in her culture and like I don't know, like in her culture and Japanese culture, there is this thing about astrology and like stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess like I understand that, and like even though if she like denies it, I don't believe in it if it's true or something, but like I know she low-key believes in it, and then she like I feel like she brainwashed Urwa and Relin
completely,
and like
completely
now they're all
brainwashed
yeah.
Urwa.
They like they see like if I tell Urwa something, oh Urwa, your astrology sign is this sign is really good, and like I would just praise her and shit, like she'd be like, oh yeah, I believe in this shit too, and that's what happens.
Okay.
Like she tells Urwa, your earth sign, you're all good, you're all stable, and you have to deal with stuff, and Urwa hears all these good stuff about her, and she'd be like, mad, I'm mad, earth sign,
I'm mad, yeah, you know what I feel? Okay, so, the one who invented astrology, I mean, there has to be some fucking guy, right? Okay, he just took basic stuff, and just put it under the every, you know, every zodiac sign, and people can fucking relate, you know?
Okay. Like, you know how they say, like, Nina says, like, I'm a Virgo, I'm, like, mad stable.
None.
Then, like you know, fucking Paris is Virgo, too. So, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, hello? Like, you're saying, like, you and Paris are the same kind of person? Like,
No.
Like, you're... See, and she, like, also said that, like, it's embarrassing for me to say that Paris is also Virgo. Like, that's just, like, example right there, like, why this astrology stuff is bullshit.
And like, and what do you mean?
Is relatable because it's all generalized.
What do you mean Nina is stable? No, she's not. Who told you that?
What?
She's not stable.
Yeah, she just...
Okay, listen to me. They say Capricorns, like, persons like Ubra are organized, right? Prasam over here is Capricorn. How organized he is? Tell Prasam how organized you are, tell.
Yeah, it's like, no, listen, like, here's what I feel like happens. Like, whenever it comes to Urva and they're saying about stuff about Capricorn, they're like, Urva is mad good, and she, like, you know, they praise her and shit.
Yeah.
But whenever it comes to, like, Pratham, or, like, Urva has to say about, like, her brother or her dad, like, because they're all Capricorn too, and she goes, like, they're mad dry. So, basically, you're saying Capricorn are fun, and then you're also saying Capricorn are dry. So, like, you know, that's just contradiction right there. And it's
you don't know
what the fuck you're talking about.
Stop. Okay. I'm not going to talk about... Okay? Listen. If I am a Cancer. Okay, who the fuck named a zodiac sign Cancer? What the fuck is that name? Okay? But still, anyways. I'm a Cancer, alright? People go like... Oh, I don't get along with him. No, he's a Cancer. He's emotionally unstable. He don't know shit. Okay, I pretend, bitch. Bitch, I pretend. So, and first of all, you don't get along with me because you're just a little bitch. That's why you don't get along with me. Fuck off. Struggling zodiac signs to don't get along with me, alright? That's fucking
like
bullshit.
It's like legit, if you would tell them something like... Like, if I would tell them my birthday is 22nd August.
Okay, listen. Like, oh, listen. When's
then
your birthday?
Be like, oh, he mad.
When's your birthday, Shock?
22nd February.
Right? Okay, February, January. Okay, mm-hmm. When did your parents fuck then? Wait, let me just calculate.
Bruh, what the fuck?
Okay, is it your fault your parents decided to fuck in July or August? No, right?
I don't know, right? Like, it was probably summer and it was getting steamy and stuff.
If you guys want to blame, like, if I'm a Cancer or not, fucking go blame my parents, alright? It's not my fault, yeah. Okay? If my parents would have decided to fuck, like, 2 or 3 months later, I would have been a Capricorn, right?
It's like the way they're talking, they're like, you know, they're like mad deciding in like future, they're gonna be like, ooh, I want a Capricorn baby, so I'm gonna tell my hubby to fuck me in this month. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you know? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Your horny ass won't resist one day. Bro.
Like, bro.
I mean,
like, okay. Let's just say, listen. Listen. Let's just say hypothetically, like, you know, we believe in all this. I know it's hard to swallow. Let's just say we fucking believe in it. At the end, like, they all said they had fucking fire person, they had earth person, like, they had all kinds of person in their life, okay? And they all were fucking toxic and shit. And at the end, we're the only one who are here, and we're fucking staying, and we're loyal. And they think they have to baby us and shit, but no, that's not that.
True.
That's because, like, we're fucking...
Who the fuck is babysitting me? Who the fuck is babysitting us anyways?
Yeah, ain't nobody babysitting us.
Bro, okay, legit. Chuck, listen, listen. Stop talking to Urva for like 7 days and see how unstable she is. I fucking bet it. Fucking bet $1 million on it.
I know.
Fucking hell, bro. Fucking hell. Just stop talking to them and then see how unstable they are. Like, then you're gonna be like, oh, you were Capricorn, Urva. Weren't you stable? Weren't you a big bitch? Fucking hell.
It's whatever, dude. Anyway, let's move on from this astronomy or whatever.
No, wait. We want some Scorpio, Capricorn, a guy like that. In searching for a guy like that, you keep pushing real guys away. You just...
Okay. Like, you know what's confusing? Confusing is, like, they think, like, water signs are, like, toxic and all. And then Pratham is here, right? Like, why don't they like Pratham then? Pratham is like Earth sign, he's Capricorn. Like, why don't they like, you know?
I know, yeah.
Like,
they don't like me, really?
I mean, I think they like you. Or was always like saying, because he's Capricorn, innit? That's why he's stable.
No. Pratham ain't stable at all. Pratham ain't. Okay, I gotta record my and Pratham personal call, and then I'll leak it. Then you'll see how unstable he is. Fucking hell.
Like, what do you mean by, like, what do you mean by unstable? Like, what
unstable,
do I
like, you're always like, you're puddini mildi, you're puddini lado, puddini mildi.
Puddini mildi. Dude.
Okay, say,
I'm unstable, bro. I already have a tag, like, an unstable tag on myself. You don't have it, so why you act unstable then?
Okay.
Yeah,
I keep it on the low load.
Right? Yeah, that's what they're saying. Nah, they're saying everyone has issues. They just say like we speak it out loud. Dude, I don't want to go into this bullshit so deep. I don't fucking believe in it.
Okay, recently I researched something and I'm like, okay. I have to know some astrology and stuff for some personal reason, and now I'm like, fuck it. Astrology just sucks, man. I don't believe in it. Suck my dick. Yeah, that's all I got to say. Suck my big balls.
Why is it
No guy believes in astrology. I believe in myself. I believe in
like,
my heart.
I've never heard like a guy talk about
some astrology. I didn't even knew my fucking sign before I met these
some
people.
Little bad bitches talk. And you know how the girls praise themselves? Oh, you're a bad bitch. No, you're not a bad bitch. You're just a little bitch. You're not a bad bitch, you're just a bitch. Bro, fucking
hell. So weird. It's just like, girls be like, oh, I like this guy. And then they ask their sign, and if it's like
cancel,
if they like the guy, they'll be like, oh, we're mad soulmate. No, like, for example, if they like you, okay, and they like everything about you, and they'll be like, what's your sign? Oh, Cancer. It doesn't matter what the fuck they are. They'll be like, oh, we're mad compatible. And if they don't like you at all, okay, and your sign, like in astrology, maybe your sign like are compatible, they would be like, oh no, we're not compatible. They just want to like, this is like just an excuse,
you know what, I just don't give a fuck anymore. If I would found a guy who's just built, okay, these bitches really think a big fucking giant ball of gas floating in the outer space really cares about them? No bitch, it doesn't,
dude. You know what's funny? This one day I was talking to Nina and I told her, she was like, so what do you study? I told her astrophysics and I teach astronomy. And she's like, oh, I'm Gemini. And I'm like, bro, that's not.
That's not it.
That's astrology.
That's not it, you little dumb fuck.
That's astronomy. And I'm like,
bruh. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, I heard the girls' podcast and it wasn't bad, but when I heard, like, these three girls having a talk about astrology,
no,
I was
I'm
like,
out,
no,
I'm
out.
Not
I knew they had this podcast
this.
And I knew they have this topic, and I'm like, no, I'm out.
And I was like, okay, let me give it a second shot. I skipped 15 minutes forward and they're still talking about science. Like, holy shit.
Just believe in yourselves, alright guys? Believe in yourselves. You're a human being. You're best of your own. You're one of your own kind. Just believe in yourself. Fuck science. That's all I think.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, to be honest, because if I get religious here, like Nina is kind of Muslim, half Muslim. Relin is Muslim and Urva is Muslim. And in our religion, it's kind of like, you know, not a... like. You shouldn't believe in such kind of things, and they might do it. It's like, bruh.
Let them be, man. Let them be. I don't care.
Shark. The group chat's gonna be lit after this podcast.
Yeah, they're mad. Gonna come after me. I shit talk. So
come on, from me. Listen. I call you out, Urva.
That's not, no one's gonna come after you. You didn't
if
even
you...
say shit. They're gonna
listen,
come
listen,
after
listen.
Me. Everyone. I spilled everyone's fucking
listen,
name.
Listen,
here.
Relin, Nina, Urva, John. I don't care any of you. If you come after Shark, come after me. I'll fucking roast your asses. You know how? When I roast, when I roast, almost cry. You know it, Relin.
Okay, let's not go there. Anyway, let's move to the next topic. Let's stay organized.
What was the next topic again? I fucking forgot. It was the truth game. All right. So every one of us have, you know, deeper secrets and deep truths. We all like. Don't tell anyone, but me, Pratham and Chak decided, okay, let's just go out with it. Let's just tell everyone what we've been hiding.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so me and Jasam mostly know about each other like pretty well. Like, we don't know Shark that well, so
it's gonna be fun too. Okay, first question for both of you guys and for myself. I'll answer in last. Okay, just answer in yes or no, and if you want to elaborate on it, you can, okay? Just if you want to tell a story behind it.
Okay.
Have you ever received a nude?
No. Yes.
I mean, I know I know this is gonna ruin my reputation, or like people's gonna lose respect for me, but I have received a nude.
Okay.
It's more like like I haven't gotten a
stage.
I'm semi-nude, yeah, but like nude, I have never like.
I mean, nude, like nothing on, like doesn't... you can just see the boobs hanging.
No, I've never. I've never.
Yeah,
no.
I haven't gotten any, so like it doesn't even qualify.
I've gotten a pic with a brown, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah, but I didn't save that.
Okay, that time I was a kid and I, you know, horny kid.
Kid. Bro, this guy got a nude as a kid, and here we are, Pratham, you and me, fucking 21 years old with nude.
Yeah, bro, I just didn't want to say it, but okay. I'm like, okay. Okay, these days I'm like cutting out, you know?
Okay,
so
just
you guys can talk shit about me.
Okay, let me ask you guys
let me just say something. The first time you see Jessa, like the first time you meet him, you won't think like he's that good of a talker. But when he's like talking and chatting stuff, because I've seen it, right? He's like so good at like girls,
mm-hmm.
and he had like two or three girls.
I'm gonna elaborate on Pratham's statement. Listen,
he
I have a question after this.
I'm gonna spill something. He had his girlfriend, like his neighbor, had a relative come over for one day, and he got.
Bro,
what the fuck,
bro? That was something you should.
Jafsa is bade dilwala.
That's something you should just... Okay, shut up, but okay. Like, listen, I'll explain everything behind it, okay? I do have girls in my DM. I've left them unseen. I didn't even open their messages. But the ones who I found, like, attractive or, like, you know, personality-wise or anything like that, I talk with them. And I'm not serious with them, you know? I'm just not serious. I'm just time-passing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had a girlfriend, like, in my 11th grade. Okay, I was serious about her, and we'll talk about that later, and something happened, and then I was like, oh, no, just time pass with these bitches. And then I just started time passing, right? And now, recently, I started, I was like, okay, just a time to get serious, and then I got rejected, and now I'm like, okay, just back to time pass. Back to nudes.
Okay, let's not ramble. Next question. Yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many times in a week do you guys masturbate?
I mean, Pratham and me already know.
okay.
I want to know.
Okay. It's like different for me because if I'm horny all week, I'll go all week, like seven days a week.
Like, what's the maximum in a day you do?
In a day? Like I've in 24
okay maximum in a day you have, like, you know, in your whole life you have gone, like, how many times? Yeah.
Okay, in 24 hours three times in 24 hours, that's my max. Yeah,
what about you?
Three. How about you?
What the fuck?
I don't know, I was a kid. Okay, shut up.
Okay, in 24 hours, chat? Or just daytime?
Yeah. No, 24. I think it was only daytime. Oh, so it was like, no. It was not daytime. It was like, it's like I woke up first.
Did one.
And then during like 1 p.m. second, and then like 6 p.m. and like right before going to sleep at like 12. So like, I don't know, 18 hours, I guess.
With imagining, I don't know. Okay. I had a girlfriend before, right? She even sent me nudes, and I just never even masturbated seeing nudes.
Okay, hear me out. Like when you're watching stuff and stuff, okay, that limits you. But in imagination, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying, Jessa?
Whatever the fuck I want.
Whatever
you sure
the fuck
about
you
that?
Want, buddy.
okay, just how many times
I'm just
in a
saying,
week?
There are no limits in there. How many times in a week? Yeah, just how, like, let's just spill about like last week.
Okay. I would say two or three. Two, I think two. Two, four, or three.
Been dry lately.
Well, I've been working.
Yeah, mine's been like that way too. Mine's
four because I'm also. I was like free, kind of free, and I'm like, I have nothing to do at home, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna handle my hammer of a dick and just jerk off.
Okay, Pratham, your turn to ask question now.
I don't know, bro. Okay.
Ask anything.
Okay. Tell me about your. How many relationships do you have? Did you have?
Like this is my second. Like, if I have to talk about serious relationship, then this is like my second series. But if I have to talk about relationship in general, then I don't know, dude. So like I had. So like when I came to States, I had like six girls at the same time, by the way. I don't know. Yeah, I had like, I was dating like six girls at the same time.
And okay, it was very
toxic. And I had dated like, I had dated like two girls before that.
And you...
But it was not serious, you know, like they were like white girls.
Yeah,
and
white,
I was, like,
girls, white girls
like,
are never serious.
I was just trying something. I was just
Hold up. You said you didn't like
white
girls. You fucking liar.
Yeah, because listen.
You fucking liar.
Listen. No, listen. It was something like I wanted to like use Tinder, okay? And I was dating them. And I told you, like they were maximum 1 month, and they were like legit, like they were all ugly, okay? And I didn't like them. It's just like I just wanted to like be in a relationship, you know? I didn't like them, but it's just like I want, like, you know, I had never been in a relationship like since childhood, like in my high school, like my friends had girlfriends, but I never had it. So I was
I understand that feeling.
So it was not that, it's not, that's
no,
why.
Just,
and
just
then
that you
after
don't
that,
understand. Shut the fuck up.
And after that, like, yeah, like, and after that, like, I got into a relationship with this girl from, like back home. And I got serious with her, but then stuff happened.
Okay, okay, later. It's for later.
I met Urva.
I have a question. I have a question now.
And you didn't receive any fucking
from
news
the white girls, bro? Why?
Even
I haven't received news.
I mean, okay. First of all, it's like they did send me stuff, like, but it was like, you know, covered. Like it was like not completely nude. And second of all, like, I didn't go all the way into relationship that far that, like, you know, they're gonna like send me, like, I told you it didn't last more than like 1 month.
Okay, like it.
Okay, no, shut up. Just okay. Have you guys ever sent a nude?
You and Uru.
Me?
Yeah, you. No, fuck you. Just me and the shark. Like,
ever send a nude? Okay, ourselves. Yeah, I have.
If like, listen, I have sent nude of what, like my upper body, yeah. But like off my dick, no.
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something about fucking dick pic that's just like weird.
Yeah.
Like it looks so fucking, like, look at this. If a girl send you boobs, that's fucking beautiful. But if you look at a fucking dick pic, that's ugly and disgusting. Like, let's be real
pic,
here.
But I have
let's
sent,
be
like,
real.
Upper body pics to some girls.
I send like fucking shoulder and shit. I send a lot of shoulder pics.
Shut the fuck up. Never sent a dick pic in my life. No, I'm not like.
Yes, I'm such
a. No. Never sent a dick pic. No.
Okay, I haven't too.
Okay, Jessa, you ask now.
So, what's the furthest have you gone on a girl?
Like, what do you mean, fast?
What's the, you know, like, I mean, we all, three of us are virgins by some chance. I don't know why we're virgins, but
kissed
we are
a girl
virgins.
And
how far have you gone?
Kissed a girl and cuddled.
Okay,
that's it.
Nothing. I knew it.
Hugged the girl.
Dude, you hug every person. Like, I can go outside and be like, hey, can I get a hug? And then that's it.
That's about it, man.
But the kiss I've gotten, it's not like, you know, that, like, that kiss. Like, no, it was like, you know, for example, like that kind of kiss. So it was not even like.
Bro, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it was like.
Urva, what the fuck you doing, Urva? Urva, listening?
I know, I'm
Urva, what the fuck?
But it's okay, it's okay. I don't want to rush things. So it's whatever. I'm happy. Like, even like when that happened, it felt so good. So I was just happy with that.
Okay, with
anyway, what about you, Jessa?
I have to go like 70 kilometers to meet her. So I would come like Ooh. Once or twice in two weeks and I would go in her city and, you know, meet her outside her schools and, you know how Punjabi guys are, right? If someone from outside their school mm-hmm. is dating a girl from their school, it's beef. It's nothing but beef. So I fucking kissed her right in front of all of them. I'm like, do something about it. Do something about it. I'm right here in your city, in front of your school, kissing one of your girls. Bro, that was epic moment. Okay, bro. So I have kissed her, like, you know, the one you said, that one. And I'm not gonna tell her, I'm not gonna say her name because we never talk, like, we don't talk now. So I have kissed her, I have hugged her, I have cuddled her, I have grabbed her boobs, I have seen her boobs. I just never went down on her. That was my fucking fault. I should have went down and I should have lost my virginity at like 16 or 17.
Should have spread them ass cheeks
that,
and
that just I just hate myself for that.
Nice. I'm laughing in the background. Okay. Like, you know, Jessa, I have a question. Like, you know how you say I will eat ass, right? But the bigger question is, will you
I will eat
pussy,
everything.
Though?
You don't know how many fantasies I have.
What's your deepest, darkest fantasy, Jessa? I feel like your deepest, darkest fantasy is CNC. You know what CNC is, Jessa?
It's a tag.
CNC is like, it's like a consensual, non-consensual thing. It's like, you know, like, it's kind of like a role play in which, like, you pretend that, like, you know, you're not wanting to have sex, but you're, like, forcefully trying to have sex. It's kind of like rape, but it's like a role play. But it's like, but, like, it has to, like, both of the partners have to be,
like that.
I feel like you're, yeah, I know you.
Okay, yeah.
It's not rape, but it's like, you know, it's kind of like role play, and it's not
I'm just gonna say, like, this.
It's like forced.
BDSM is
this section of our
fantasy.
I'm gonna say, like, this section of our podcast is juicier than the girls.
Yeah, this podcast is definitely juicier.
Yeah, dude, mad juicy.
Yeah.
Like, we're mad spilling stuff. They were like, you know, like, have you seen that movie Rockstar? In which they're like. तुम लड़कियां ना एक गोल गप्पा खा देती हो और बोलती हो ओह माय गॉड आज तो मैंने बहुत क्रेजी कर दिया दे लाइक दैट लाइक यू नो दे लाइक दैट दे सेड वन स्मॉल थिंग अबाउट देयर ईच अदर वी लाइक ओह माय गॉड वी मैड स्पिल्ड मीनवाइल वी हियर बी लाइक
स्पिलिंग शिट एंड वी आर लाइक नथिंग हैपेंड
या
ओह माय गॉड
ब्रो सो
ओके
ओह माय गॉड आज तो मैंने बहुत क्रेजी कर लिया
ओके सो नाउ आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन
एनीवेज
दिस सेगमेंट इज फायर ओके I have a question for both of you. How many girls have you ever rejected?
Oh, I don't know.
One. Maybe count. Two.
I have to think.
Two.
Okay, one.
Two.
I don't even know. It's more than five.
I'm gonna tell mine like next time because it's kind of related. I mean, like, I reckon three.
Like, when I say, what do you mean by, what was the question?
How many girls you rejected?
I don't know if I would say reject. I would say, like, I ghosted on them.
Oh,
like, you know, I, like, dipped.
I have done that before.
Like, it's like, if I have to count, that would be, like, more than five. But they were like, again, they were like not serious relationships.
Same.
And they didn't last for more than 1 month. Like if I'm in a relationship for more than like 10 months, then you have to know that it's fucking serious.
Okay, so I have.
Yeah.
If
we're going to talk about like
go on.
A rejection. So like one, I would say one and a half.
One
maybe,
and a half?
Because...
One and a half,
because yeah. one of them like said I liked you and I was like I'm okay, you can find better. So that's the one. And the other one was like, other one told my friend, and because the friend was like his her friend,
yeah,
and she told him like I like this guy. I was like,
oh my god, that was my channel. Me and Prasam have some really good stories with girls, but we'll save it for later, you know. You have any more questions? Like some fucking deep question.
Pratham, you have any questions?
Okay. I have a question.
In the beginning, like, of our friendship, have you ever felt insecure about me?
Yes, obviously, like, I did. And I have told you. I talked to you about this privately, deep about it. I wanted to ask that
question. Like, what the fuck? You already know the answer to it.
I didn't even.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Shark just said, like, he told you about it.
In the beginning, I'm pretty sure everyone in our group knows, like, I had, like, very, like, big insecurity issues. Like, even Pratham knows that, you know that. Like, it's because, like, my last relationship was, like, what happened in that, it was, like, that's why I'm saying, like, this is the thing.
Listen, I have one more question. I had like, questions in my mind at the beginning of the podcast, now I can't remember.
Okay,
you guys can think, too. Think till 50, okay? Mm-hmm. We have like 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm thinking. So let me think.
Have you ever used Tinder after meeting Urvashak?
No, I met Urvashak, right?
How many girls have you ever talked? Like, tell me about the girls you talked about. Talked on Tinder, you know? The girls you met on Tinder. Tell me about them.
Tinder? Yeah. Like, I don't know. What do I tell you about them? Like, I just talked to them and they were like...
There was this...
One of them got, like, mad serious. I still remember her name. Her name was fucking Haley. Anyway, she got, like, so fucking serious that she cut off her hands and stuff. And she, like, fucking... Yeah, she fought her parents for me and stuff. And at that time, I felt like really bad at that time. Because like, I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I'm like, not that serious. She would like mad tell me stuff about like, oh, like when we get married, we're gonna have, I'm like, bro, what? Hello, slow down, hello. Like, you know, I'm like, I got scared. And then I like legit ghosted her.
Have you?
I got scared. Recently, like, I think a year or like year and a half ago texted me on Instagram, but I deleted my dad Instagram. I had old Instagram, which was in which like I had my, you know, ex. I deleted Instagram, I deleted Snapchat, I deleted everything, I deleted all the social media. And then I downloaded this app called Wiki, and that's where I met Urva, and she made me download everything all over again.
I have a cool story about cutting hands, but I'll save it for later sometime.
I cut my hands on last relationship, by the way. I'm just saying.
I did such a dumb thing. Okay, go on, Jessa.
I had like promised myself and told everyone that this is like the dumbest thing you can do. So like, it's so stupid. Man. But at that time, I understood why I did that, because at that time, it's like the pain in the heart. It was so fucking much that legit when I cut my hand, like, I couldn't feel anything on my hand. Like, that cut I had in my hand, I couldn't feel anything because the pain in the heart was so fucking much that, like, you know,
it's
compared
just
to
not
that,
worth
I...
it. It's just
anyways,
not worth it.
After that, like, recently, like, I was looking on my old phone and I was looking at the pictures and I was like, bro, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
it's just like you regret that later. But yeah, but you learn from them, so it's okay. Anyway, you had to ask away, and then we're gonna start
talking about Tinder, right? So there are days when I don't get a match on Tinder, and there are days like when I get like 7-6 matches on Tinder like instantly without even spending money on it. And
I never spend money on that shit.
So, you know, there are days like when I'm just to fucking time pass. Don't get serious. I'm like, hey, what's up, girl? Send me some nudes. Okay, and they're white girls, and they're like, okay.
I would like to be honest, like, you know why I the reason I was on Tinder was like legit to like, you know, learn how to talk to girls or like learn how to flirt. Like, you know, I would like try like these weird cringy lines on girls and see like if they would work. Like, I would just learn stuff from like, okay, there was this weird cringy line that I used on Urwa, by the way. it mad worked actually. So I had told her, we met on Reiki, and this is what I told Urwa. I told Urwa, hey, are you good with maths? I need some, I have some problems and I need help.
And something, right? Divide legs.
No. I told him like, I need some help with some problems. And she was like, okay, I'm not that good, but I can try. I just said it's like simple addition. So I gave her like 10 problems, and they were like just addition and subtraction. So the first problem was 7 minus 5 equals to what?
7 minus 5
equals 2. And then like, yeah, and then the questions were like that. And basically she gave me like she gave me 10 numbers, right? I told her, okay, now that you have my number, you can maybe text me. I was so cringe, dude. But like, yeah.
Damn, that's
I try. But this is what I would try. This is what I would try.
That is kind of.
This is what I would try.
That is sneaky.
Yeah. That is smooth, right?
That's a nice one.
Yeah, you just learn stuff like this.
I've used.
Now you motherfuckers are gonna use this in it.
I've used one.
you're welcome. I have many if you guys want to know.
I don't talk to girls anyway. I got no girls, man.
Like, okay, like to be honest, can I be honest with you guys about one thing? So like, you know how I had like two serious relationships, right? One with my ex and one with Urwa.
Okay, let's end that. Okay,
for my whole life.
And this segment, we'll continue with more of these questions in the next guy segment. Okay, this segment is fun, right? So now let's talk about heartbreaks with you. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, so like I'm like just gonna continue with the story that I was saying. It's like for my whole life, like, you know, I've always like craving, like, you know, as I told you, like when I got Tinder, those girls, I was like, I was longing for like a relationship or something. So it was craving for relationship. I wanted to be in relationship. I just wanted a girl because like I was alone and sad and stuff, and I wanted a girl, and that's why. And like to be honest, and like when I joined the college and I stopped looking for it, that's when I met my ex. Okay, and like I had given up. I was like, I'm done with it. Like when I say I'm done, like I legit was done. I like, you know, I had given up hope. And then after my ex stuff happened, like when I met Urwa, again, the same thing happened. Like, you know, I was not looking. Like when I say like, for example, like if you say right now, I'm not even looking, I'm done with it. But it has to come like, you know, from heart. Like it has to genuinely, it comes to you when you're not actually looking for it. That's what I believe in.
It's kind of debatable, but okay. talk to me about what happened in your relationship. You can go on about it. Nobody really cares.
Okay, it's just like, okay, yeah, it's just like stuff happened. Like, you know how there's honeymoon phase in the relationship. So you're
what's that?
You guys have never been in a serious relationship.
No, I have probably been, but I don't know the term honeymoon phase. Honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So when you get into a relationship and you guys like each other and everything is fun and stuff and you guys never fight and you guys are just, that's called honeymoon phase, like where there's like no fights, everything is lovey-dovey.
Perfect phase.
Like the spark, that you call it perfect phase, but that's called honeymoon phase.
I don't
like,
know, I'm just making
so that
stuff
phase,
up.
Okay. So that phase, like everything was fine with my ex, right? And after that, like, you know, that phase ended, like, after that, the phase comes is like the understanding one. It's like you see each other's faults and you see each other's like, you know, like all the faults and stuff in each other, and then you accept them and you still love each other even after those two
things.
It's just accepting that.
I think this is the phase where usually most of the relationships fucks up.
Yeah, this is the relationship where most of the, because people are people who, like, you know, are trying to look for a relationship. They want to be happy. And when they get into like a honeymoon phase, and when that's over, they're like, oh my god, this is not working, I'm just gonna dip because I'm not happy. And they never work on the relationship, and that's how the relationship ends. And like, I feel like my ex, she didn't dip on me, but like, I could see her, like, you know, like the energy was insane and stuff. And like, she would like, Matt, say, it was like something like, for example, I would tell her, hey, I want a video call, let's video call. She would be like, no, my camera isn't working. And then she would go live on Instagram at 3 a.m. And I would be like, bro,
that's fucked up.
She legit told me, right? Yeah, 3 a.m. And she had like an Instagram, like, you know why I had insecurity issues? She had an Instagram with like more than 6,000 followers. Okay. And like, obviously, like, she would have random, like, I had her Instagram account, by the way, which I don't recommend. Like, if you ever get a girlfriend, don't ever fucking exchange your password. That shit is toxic and it would fuck you up. Okay. Like, don't ever do that. Anyway, so like, I had her fucking Instagram account, and she would have like random guys, like, you know, obviously, like, she has like, she had like a book page, okay? She would do book reviews and stuff on there, and she had like a lot of followers, and like, she would get like random guys. Obviously, she's a girl, she's gonna get like these random guys in her DMs, like, talking to her, and she would like, Matt, talk to them back, and I would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And she'd be like, you know, like that typical reply, oh, mm-hmm. he was being nice, oh, I didn't want to be rude, and shit like that. And I would be like, bro,
I've heard something
it just
like
kept
that
happening. And at the end, what happened was, like, legit, I was like, she had my Instagram password and account, but I was not allowed to have her. She was like, no, you cannot have mine, but she could have mine. And the, like, stuff like this, like, she would not give me time, and she would like legit talk to her like this male friend for like hours, but she would like legit give me no time. Like, you can see like where my insecurities are coming from, right? You can like now see like why I have these
issues. What was the like? What was that? What was the guy? But like, you know, the guy who stole her.
I have no idea. Like, it was not he. She didn't stole her. It was just like a guy who just like, I don't know, went on a date with and kissed and stuff, and I was what like, I'm done. It's, and you know, it was like this guy who I always like kind of like knew, like, you know, she's gonna eventually. They always like, don't worry about him, I don't even like him, and then they leave.
Quotations,
bro. I shouldn't bring this up right now, but I know you may not think this, but don't think this about me, okay?
I know. Like, in the beginning, I did, but like, when I got to know you, it's like, see, that's the thing. When that male friend of yours, like, of the girl, doesn't want to be friend with your boyfriend, like, that's when you know the actual issue is. But you're like, you and me are like good friends, so like, I can trust on you. It's like, you know, like, it's like a bro code then you have then. So I don't have to worry about it. But it's like, back then there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
So that's why. But it's just like I do get insecure sometimes. Like, it's like, it's not insecure, but it's just like, it's not insecure. It's something like, for example, like, she, like, it's not jealousy. It's just like, you know, like, sometimes I like, and I feel bad because I always like, you know, make her upset because of this. And I don't know if I should be talking about this, but it's stuff like, you know, for example, I just generally feel like, oh, I don't get much time like I want. And I just feel like that's, like, these are the things coming from my old relationship, and I just need to work on my own and fix myself, and not, like, you know, let Urwa suffer because of, like, what happened with me in my past relationship. And that's what I'm trying to do. And, like, you have no idea, just like, if you would have seen, like, how I was at the end of my relationship with my ex, oh my god, if you would have seen, you like, I was so fucking toxic. Like, so fucking toxic. If I would be like that with Urwa right now, like, there is no way in hell she would like, stay with me more than 1 hour.
I
she would like mad.
Like, they're like, we like toxic guys, we like, and then you can handle toxic guys. What the fuck?
Like, it's like, no, it's not, they don't like toxic guys. It's just like, they like bad guys. You know that, like, they like rad guys. They don't want something who's bland and boring. No,
nice one.
I love you. I'm just like, okay, I'm just kidding. Like, Pratham, look at this. Pratham looks fucking hot and sexy. If you look at Pratham, like, no, I'm not gay, okay, no homo,
sure,
but look at Pratham, look at his
Are
fucking
sure?
pictures. look at his fucking pictures, dude. He looks fucking hot, okay? Like, he looks like he gets fucking bitches all the time.
He looks like he fucks all the time.
And, like, he looks like, yeah. But no offense, his fucking personality dry as fuck.
That's why
I always tell you, it's never about the looks. Like, you think I look good? I personally feel like I don't look good at all. It's just like, it all depends on, like, how you, it's the wordplay.
Yeah,
it's all about wordplay.
Trust me. Okay.
It's all about wordplay. These two words, I'm going to give it to you straight.
Like this,
wordplay.
Right? We've met all night. Like, I've met you, Aurora, and everyone all night. Like, and I've met just all like, like face to face. And there's a whole lot of
difference.
Like, there's such a difference. I can't get like, what do you mean? Like, comfortable with you guys? How I get comfortable with just like. So it's like the personality.
And there, and Aurora and all, everyone's like, Pratham is intimidating. No, he's not intimidating. I've been with this guy for like 10 years.
It's just like Pratham, can I tell you something? Like, I was just like that, like, you know, like how you are. Like, I was like that, but then, like, I feel like Urva kind of changed me. She made me into this like person who would like want to like, you know, socialize and like extrovert. Because like before I met her, I would like legit not talk to anyone and just like her. But then I was like, I don't know. I just, the reason I like her so much is because she makes me want
to
be like a better.
I was the one who started talking to you in the first place. I was the one who initiated the talking to you, you know, the talking we do now, because you would never texted me first.
Yeah, because like I told you this because I got this vibe from you, which was like you legit. I told Jahan and Urva this thing. I told him, like, look at this, like, you guys trash talk him right now, and they mad did. Okay, you said nothing. I mad said just one small thing to you, like, oh, you're a pussy, or like, oh, you're so stupid. And you lost your shit. And I was like, you see? And they were like, yeah. And
yeah,
I was like,
you,
see? Like,
we're getting off the topic. We're getting off the topic, guys.
I think the reason for that, or like that shock, is because they were girls and just I didn't really care. But when it's a guy, it's like competitive, right? So he feel like he needs to say something back. I mean, it's with everyone, right?
Yeah,
it's with everyone. If a girl misses me, I'll be like, who cares? Like, I don't care.
Who cares, right? I mean, I don't roast girls. I don't disrespect them, but I do disrespect Urva sometimes. Sorry, Urva. So.
Yeah, like I had a problem with that, and I was like, I legit told her I have an issue with that. I don't like he talks to you like that, and I want to tell him that. But then, like, she explained it to me, like, you guys are friends, and like, it's common. But because like there's this barrier, like this cultural barrier, because like the way you guys talk to each other, it's like very weird,
very rude.
Like, because like you don't have like. Yeah, like the things that you guys say, like, for example, like, I know, like, now I've gotten used to it, but like, you know how you guys say panchoda in like, and just like, it's just like
it's
fun
a, it's
thing
a
now.
Funny
but
word for me.
For me, before meeting you guys, it was like mad rude. Like, even if you guys say it, like, it's mad rude for us.
Urva calls me panchoda.
If you come to Kashmir, like, no
Urva
one talks
calls me
like that.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you told me about your heartbreak. Now, Pratham, you can elaborate on your if you had any.
Okay, heartbroken.
You did have one. You can go on.
Like, if you're in a relationship, right, and you get disappointed or something, that's heartbroken.
Yeah.
A relationship, man.
Go on. I mean, you had. I can spill your story by myself, but I want you to tell.
Well, I mean, there wasn't really a story. I liked a girl since 6th grade. I didn't have any feelings for anyone else. I tried. Didn't work out. She basically, when I proposed, she said, like, I want to study. Like, no, I wanted to focus on studies and all
focus
that.
Focus on studies.
But then I found out, like, she was having she had a boyfriend. It's all good. Yeah. Like, if you don't like someone, you can't force them to like you back, right? You can just
yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
like,
that is
okay.
True.
Yeah, since then I've never really had any feelings for anyone, like that type of feelings. So I don't really try to convince myself.
Most of the time, me and Pratham only have like, you know, horny feelings.
I don't really try to convince myself. I don't really try to convince.
Like here's okay, have you like this is my definition of what love feels like. So like, you know, have you ever had this one girl I feel like every guy had this one girl in their life that they really like, and they would never look at that girl like, you know, like sexually.
I know,
like, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, like, so that thing, that's what you call infatuation. And then there's this one girl, like, there's not one, there's obviously like thousands of girls that you just look at sexually only, and you have like no intention. That's called lust. What love is like, when you look at a girl who you look in like the combination of both of those ways, like, you know, you look like in a way like you don't want to look at her sexually, and you like, you know, you feel like you want to, like, you know, be with her, and you don't want to do anything sexual with her, but she also like, you know, turns you on like randomly, not because of like sexual things, you know. It's like when you meet that person, that's what I feel like what true love is, and that's the person who you should like go after.
Ura asked me like Ura asked me the other day, because I never spoke my relationship story, right? Pratham knows, nobody else in the group knows, so I'm gonna spill it for you guys right now. So I was in my 11th grade, you know, Pratham, you know. Yeah, so I was in my 11th grade, and I met a girl, like, she was in my town for some visit, for visiting her, I think, relatives or some shit. And I talked to her, you know, how in Punjab you go in your bullet and you just giddy, just, you know, just get the girl with that. And I got her, and then we got into a relationship. I got her number like on the first day, so I'm like, okay. Then we started talking, like, then we got into a relationship, and it went on for like, I think, more than a year, like two, three more months more than a year. And then he told me about the honeymoon phase, like the honeymoon phase was over by that time. Okay, so I don't want to, you know, appreciate myself, but I think I have done a lot. I've done a lot of things for people, and I've never really done anything for myself. So it's, you know, for example, if I know, if I do this thing for that person and it's gonna hurt me, I will still do that, okay? But recently, I'm like, okay, Jessa, you can't do that, don't do that. Don't hurt yourself. Just handle yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
First.
So the problem,
even the airplane people say hawa ka dabao aane pe pehle apna oxygen mask lagaye fir dusre ka.
So in that relationship, so she lives like 70 kilometers away from me, okay, and I'm not gonna flex, but you know, she was someone like the boys had crush on, you know. There is always a girl in a school like who's famous and all.
I had a girl like that in my school,
and yeah,
who I was obsessed with like that.
So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna flex, okay. I never had a problem like if my girlfriend, if my ex like talk with some other guys, I know I just trusted her, okay. And she wasn't that type, like she was like, you know, kind of controlling one. So I'm like, bro, I don't like this, okay. I'm friendly with everyone. I have female friends. I have had friends like Urwa before, and she was like, why are you talking to them like this? Why you talk to them like that, right? So I'm like, bro, that's not really it, but okay, but I'll stop talking. Then I stopped talking to them, and, you know, but in between, like, they would say, just so you never hang out with us, just so we're, I had a friend circle, you know, and they were like, just so you never hang out with us, where we are, like, let's go eat, let's go do this. I'm like, okay, sure. And then I would never post something like, you know, like when you go out with your friends, then you take pictures and post. I would never post anything like that on my socials, because I knew like she would see and she would get mad, right? And she was,
bro, who she was acting like a fucking boyfriend. What the fuck?
That's the problem, right?
Were you sure you were the man?
I never said anything to her. Like, you can go talk to I trust you. It's okay.
What the fuck?
But she never trusted me. I don't know why. I mean, maybe.
What the fuck? It's like, you know, like, I've heard, like, in a relationship, like, if there's a guy, like, there's a person who's always, because, like, in my last relationship, like, you know, my ex would always be like, you're gonna leave me, you're cheating on me. It's like, it's always the person who has, like says that stuff, who leaves at the end. And, like, in the end, like, let me tell you one thing. If, like, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were together, okay? Justin Bieber cheated on Selena Gomez, okay? And then Beyonce was with whoever she was with, and that guy cheated on Beyonce. And then Angelina Jolie was with fucking Brad Pitt, and they divorced too. Moral of the story is, like, look at Selena Gomez. Look at Angelina Jolie. Look at Beyonce. I don't know about you guys, but they're like, look at them. They're so fucking beautiful, okay? The moral of the story, whoever leaves in the relationship is the ugly one, period. Let's move on.
Okay, so after that,
so if that girl left you, she was ugly, and you're beautiful.
So okay, then I'm like, okay, you won, then we would someday fight always, right? She would go on by, like, you never call me, never do stuff. I'm like, buddy, whenever I have time, I call you, okay? So okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I'm bad with studies? I would have, like, tuition, like, personal tutors to teach me, like, stuff. And my tutor, she was also my friend. I mean, she was, like, 3 or 4 years older than me. But it was, like, a friend relationship, right? Not a kind of tutor. And she told me, give me your girlfriend's number. And I just gave her. And she called her. And she was like, Jessa needs to study. Don't talk to him for like a week because she needs to study. He needs to study. And my girlfriend was like, why is your tuition teacher who's like 3 or 4 years older than you calling me saying don't call Jessa? I'm like, bruh, what the fuck? I didn't like, okay. then I gotta, you know, concentrate on my studies because I was failing. Of course I was failing. I'm always failing.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
like, I had a same story in high school with a girl, like, you know, like, there was this girl who everyone was crazy after, but, like, I don't want to talk about it. It's like,
save it for other.
I'm over
it.
I got my closure.
I have more stories about girls, but I'll tell them later. But listen, I'm gonna continue.
I was obsessed with her so much that I still remember the date I first met her. It was 12th of May. 2012.
Ooh,
it was Wednesday.
Ooh, don't get mad,
dude, and it was three. I know she's mad, gonna get mad, but it's just like, I don't know, I was like obsessed with her, okay? Like, I never talked to her for like legit 4 years. We were like in the same school, but I never talked to her because I was scared to talk to her, like, you know. It was that, like that. And like, whenever we would, I've talked to Urva about this, Urva knows about this, and whenever, like, she would,
you know,
like, walk through me, her friends would like push her and be like, go talk to him, and their friends knew my name and shit. But at the end, I had to, like, go to Delhi because my dad got transferred, and then that's it.
This podcast, Aurel gonna be like, do you remember the first time we had a voice call, a video call, the first time you texted me?
You remember, right?
I know. I that's the thing. I know. The first time I met Urva, was 17th May. It was her 6 p.m. and it was my 5 p.m.
Detail. She'll be like, you're...
she knows how good I am with dates. She knows. She's the one who's bad with dates. But, like, she does remember a lot of important things about us, and that's what I like. She knows. She's never going to ask me these things because she knows, like, I'm really good
at climax of my story,
numbers and stuff. Climax, oh my god, who's about to come?
So, you know how girls have this, you know, childish mentality? Like, If some female friend of mine in my high school would give something to eat to me, like, she would go like, why are you taking food from them? I'm like, what the fuck?
Am I not allowed to eat? Just to, like, that's a high school girl's, like, thing. Everyone does.
Yeah.
In high school, every teenagers, they're horny and shit. They want a relation and they like don't know what's the consequences and
it's just like lust, you know. I feel like that's like there's like a difference between love and lust. Like, you know, I wanna be at this level where like it's like, you know what true love is? True love is like, you know, where you do something for the other person and like, you know, like if you're like, oh, I did this for you, so like I give you like this amount of time, you should give me this amount of time back. That's not love. You should be like, you know, like you should give them your everything, and even if they don't give you back, you should still love them. Yeah. That's like loving unconditionally. Is the true form of true love.
Is the other person like texting you or just replying to you? That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
So then after I started noticing, like, she would not say stuff like that. Okay, she would not say, like, just saw you, just saw you call me. I'm like, okay, you stop saying that to me. I'm like, okay, I mean, maybe you changed. But instead, she was, like, dating some other guy from her school in her city. I'm like, okay, okay, I'm out.
See, I told you, it's like always, they always like the people who's always worried about this stuff, they're the one at the end who just.
Okay, but by the way, I know I've spilled many dirty things about myself, nudes and stuff, and you guys may think this is like fucking lusty or like corny, but listen, you guys, if my ex is listening,
if my ex is listening
to this podcast, I was serious for you and you lost someone. Really good, you know, so it's your loss, so fuck yourself.
Okay. On a
So that's all
the last thing I wanna know. On a horniness scale from 1 to 10, how horny do you think you are?
10.
Shark.
Maybe we'll
now, like in general.
Right now?
In general.
Bro, 10 obviously. Guys are always 10. Fucking horny. Don't even. But if you say a number less than 10, you're fucking capping. You're fucking bullshitting.
Holy shit!
Everyone.
Yeah, it's for like 100. It's like under
fucking 100.
Yeah, it's like we're fucking. Yeah. Guys are like always fucking horny. Okay, like, you know, like let's just not even go all there. But we have to like put up a face, okay, in front of these girls. But now they know our secret because of this fucking podcast. Maybe we'll fucking delete the segment at the end.
No,
whatever.
Okay. I don't really care if they don't have respect for me, because it's okay. It's just okay. Okay, I'm who I am. I am myself, and I know people still loves me, so it's okay. So listen to me. Dad was that relationship. I was serious, and recently I was kind of serious, but that's not happening. So this was the only two things I had. Yeah, that's all.
I just want to say one. Say one thing, and this is the actual rule of life. And learn from this, if you will. Boys are always horny. Girls, hold up. Girls are more horny than them, and they're all the time they're horny. And if you like, they always want to fuck. Okay, the girls, they always want to fuck. But if you tell them, then they don't. Then they don't want to fuck. If you tell them I want to fuck, then they don't. So you gotta tell them, no, I don't wanna fuck, and then they will wanna fuck. So it's like the rule.
I'm really gonna see who get pussy first, me or Pratham.
That's a fucking race.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any pussy.
I know, I already. That's why you're not in the race.
Yeah.
That's why it's me and Pratham.
Fuck that. What if you guys didn't get any till that? Oh my god, that would be so fucking embarrassing.
Okay. Imagine if I got, like, just imagine, I'm not being rude or disrespectful.
You're like apologizing for everything. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm about to say this. I'm apologizing if you think bad about me. Just say it, man. Who cares?
Yeah. Listen. If I get a Muslim girlfriend and she's like, I'm not gonna do anything before marriage, then, and if I'm serious for her, then I'm gonna like wait.
Yeah, I'm just.
I'm gonna wait till marriage.
Wait, I heard something. I heard something completely different.
I'm just
going
to say,
you're
gonna get a Muslim girl. Like, just get a straight head. You're not gonna get a Muslim girl for marriage. It's just how it goes. I can spend my life on it.
Well. Like, it's like, let me tell you one thing. Like, see, like, Urva and me, we're, like, both Muslims, right? But we still have issues because, like, even our Muslim category is, like, not safe. It's, like, for us brown people, it's, like, really, like, I feel like really, being from the same religion to get married is, like, very, very, like, it's, like, very rare. Like, I mean, I do have, like, a lot of people who get, like, married and then, but then, like, most of them are, like, you know, they have, they convert and stuff. And that's when they get married, but... It's like really hard to find, but my, it's like super fun.
My mom and grandmom are out there like finding, you know, Riste means like, what do you say them in English?
I know.
But what does what do you say them in English? Like, looking for girls to get married, like for me, and I'm and she sends me like pictures of them. And I'm like, mom no.
Arranged
mom no. And she's like, maybe look at this one. Maybe look at her. Maybe you like her. And I'm like, mom no. And my mom is adorable. Shout out to you, my mom, if you're listening. I know you're not.
Like, my parents mad wanted me to get arranged marriage, and then I got into a relationship and they were like, fuck that now. And then I broke up, and then they were like happy again. They were like, oh, we're gonna do arranged marriage
again. Now you're in that again.
I, like, my mom still knows, but like my mom don't know, kinda. She kinda knows, but she kinda doesn't know. But my dad mad knows about Ruva. He mad every time I call him, he mad asks about Ruva every time. Yeah. Anyway,
it's 82 minutes. I mean, this is 82 minutes of pure entertainment. That's what I would say.
Imagine
this
all
is
of
not
us,
even
like,
a little bit of
yeah,
crying.
Not even a little
imagine
bit of
all
crying.
Of us together, IRL. It's gonna be so good.
Mad juicy like, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I think in real life, me and Pratham would just go in a car and just roam around the city and just, you know, fuck the bitches.
No.
Just kidding.
It's gonna,
just kidding. Well. I know. I mean, maybe just have some drink. Me and Pratham, and you can just have apple juice here.
I'm gonna get my.
Oh, you bitch.
Yes.
You bitch.
Urva will allow you to fucking have whiskey. Okay, let's go.
I'm not talking about whiskey, bro. I'm talking about...
Okay.
No,
I was talking about weed.
Weed, bro. Don't do weed. Do whiskey.
I have done weed, but I'm not gonna do whiskey. Like, drink is too much. It's like we cannot drink and we cannot eat pork. Like it's like a big no in our
religion. Yeah, I reckon.
Like, but still, Muslims still do, though.
I have done a really bad job being a host, and I just look at the 80. It's been 84 minutes, and we just gone off the topic so many times. But it's juicy. But it's
But it's just like because our fucking things are so juicy, and it's just so much fun. Like there's no limit that can hold us.
It is what it is. So I'm gonna end it. Okay, I'm gonna end it right now. So. I have just one last thing to say, Jahan, do something about your junkie hands.
Okay, just let's do that.
Okay, just leave the kid alone, Okay.
Have a great
so,
night, guys.
This has been a fun segment. Yeah. Have a great night, and this is it.
2, 4, 6, 8.
A TikTok.
Let's go masturbate.
Let's go. Okay.
See you guys.
Okay, guys, bye.
Enjoy.
Let's go. Bye. Bye.